Everybody, we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla Rae's Cheap, Trashy, Chatty, Gossipy, Entertainment Tabloid News.
Well, the NFL schedule came out for this year, and the three teams, I have to read this for you. Three teams with the easiest schedules, Houston, Tennessee, and Cincinnati, who plays the Browns twice.
Yeah.
Teams that have the toughest schedules this coming season, Green Bay, the Saints, Cleveland Browns, and the Lions.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, poor Browns. I hope the Browns do something this year. I hope they get a couple wins under their belt.
At least one.
Something. Time Magazine revealed its annual list of the 100 most influential people. They don't rank them from 1 to 100. They lump them into categories. Leaders, icons, artists, things like that. Now, 14-year-old Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things is the youngest person to ever make the list. 14 years old, this kid from Stranger Things. This year's list also includes 45 women and 45 people under 40, which is the most ever in that category. It's a pretty cool list, actually. Some of the people on it, Millie Bobby Brown, Sterling from This Is Us, Sterling K. Brown.
Oh, okay.
From This Is Us. Oprah's on it, of course. Donald Trump is on it.
Most influential people.
Yes, most influential people. It's a cool list. Coolest people.
But kid from 14 Stranger
years old.
Things.
Yep.
Wow.
14 freaking years old. Rolling Stones, it is 420. We mentioned it earlier. Greatest weed-themed songs of all time include Because I Got High, which is kind of a cool song by Afro Man. Gin and Juice, Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
And Got to Get You Into My Life by the Beatles, Mike.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
That's a pot song?
Apparently it is. Apparently it's a weed-themed song. I know, you have to bring that up. I gotta read into the lyrics, I guess, of
I
that
do too.
Song,
I never
you know?
Thought about it.
Man,
as a pot
yeah,
song.
I know. And Brad Smith, apparently he's dating some MIT graduate. He called his new girlfriend the sexiest woman he has ever seen.
Oh.
And yeah, then he caught a glimpse of himself in the mirror and said, okay. The second sexiest. Get out of here. Yes, I don't know how Angelina feels about that or Jennifer Aniston, but good for him. People are saying they're kind of hot and heavy, so we'll see what happens. Don't get married, Brad. Don't get married again. Just be happy.
Yeah.
Don't get married. That is your Painfully Deep Entertainment Report for this hour. Sponsored by Station Casinos, home of entertainment. So many stages, so many venues they've got. Why go anywhere else?